Hello, darling. Hello, my love. Nope, I'm sorry, Marilyn. I'm busy tonight. No, I'm going out with Jane Russell tonight, yeah. Oh, sorry. Can't help being handsome. Now then. No, I'm sorry, honey. After that, I'm going out with Betty Grable, yeah. Yeah.
Eccles!
Just a minute, Major Bloodnock. I'm on the phone to Marilyn Monroe. Carry on, darling. Now then, what were you saying, darling?
Sad me, Grit Club. We haven't got a phone.
I know we haven't.
Then what are you doing?
Having a good time.
You idiot.
Yeah?
In any case, Miss Munro wouldn't be interested in you. She's married to Joe DiMaggio.
I know. I was heartbroken when I heard the news. You see, I wanted to marry Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, you poor fool.
Oh.
Joe DiMaggio is a man.
Oh. Oh. Oh, well. Well, that's different.
I hope so. Never mind all this rubbish.
Mm?
I say, any signs of the river steamer yet?
Nope.
Oh, 35 years out here in this grass hut. 35 years and no milk or papers delivered from England. Eccles.
Yep.
Do you think Gladstone's forgotten us? Oh, brandy. Oh, I'm in a shocking state. I'm not in condition anymore. Oh, poor old Bloodnock.
I think the Major is mad.
Little does he know that I am perfectly sane and that it's Eccles who is really mad.
Oh, little does he know that he is sadly mistaken in his estimation of me, as I am perfectly sane and he, poor fellow, is off his nut.
Little does he know that if he calls me mad just once more, I shall put a bullet through his head.
That doesn't frighten me, because little does he know that I unloaded his gun, because I know he's mad. And I knew he might shoot me. That is why even now, as he points his gun at me, I'm not flinching because I'm sane. Okay, I'm mad. Pax,
no.
Ahoy there!
Oh, here, look. There's a man just come out of that bush.
Dad, yes. He's dressed like a shepherd.
Must have been Shepherd's Bush.
Hello there. Are you the British ambassador?
I am. Dad, you're the first white woman I've seen for 30 years.
Well, there's an expedition due here in a few minutes. Coming to grow mustard and cress. In the meantime, gentlemen, be seated.